The following shiur has been presented by Rev Shraga Kallis, Reish Koilel at the Beis Havad Halacha Koilel in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In our sugya on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, we're opened up to the concept of tiltel min hatzad. And our Gemara says, the kuli alma tiltel min hatzad, shmei tiltel. The Gemara discusses the musig of a person who's indirectly moving moksa. Is that going to be permitted or is it not permitted? Our Gemara seems to go that tiltel min hatzad is, yes, called tiltel. It's indirect movement of moksa is also a problem. We have to today explore a little bit the sugya of tiltel min hatzad. It's a tremendous sugya in Hilchas Moksa. Moksa is a very, very Parsha Amuka Ma'oid, and Bez Hashem will try to give some of the klalim of Tiltum and Atzad. So Tosis already asks that it seems to be a stira from different Gemaras, the Gemara in Kuf Chav Gimel, the Gemara in Kuf Mem Aleph. Tosis brings two different Gemaras which seem to say explicitly that Tiltum and Atzad is Leishmei Tiltum, which basically means that indirect movement of the Muksa seems to be permitted. So Tosis has a Gemara that discusses that there's straw on a bed, and it seems to be that they were indirectly moving the straw on the bed, seemingly for the bed, and over there it seems to be that it's mutter, it's indirect movement. He was kanira moving it all day, picking up the bed and pushing off the kash, and indirect movement of the muksa seems to be permitted. Taisa says another gemara, the gemara Kuf Chav Gimel, that the gemara discusses a person who is taking out of the ground a certain vegetable, and it seems to be that the vegetable was pushing dirt indirectly. When you're moving the muksa indirectly, something is also being moved. And over there it seems to say that tiltel min hatzad is not called tiltel. Yet our Gemara, when it talks about a mace, it seems to say that tiltel min hatzad is taka tiltel, and it's taka aser. So Taisus says a very big aside. Taisus already onto the top of Amud Aleph, he brings from the Ri that there's a chilek bein tiltel min hatzad letzarech isa v'tzarech heter. And this is a tremendous you say it in the Paiskim that there's a big difference between if the indirect movement is for the purpose of the muksa or if the indirect movement is for the purpose of the Dabra Heter. Now, to explain, in our case over here, it's very easy to understand that the situation at hand is that we're moving the mace for the purpose of the mace. The mace is the muksa, and we're moving the mace, even if it's not Ayudei pushing the mace, but it's Ayudei indirectly moving him through the means of the bed, but we're moving him for the purpose of the mace, for the purpose of the muksa, that the muksa shouldn't get ruined, and that's considered indirect movement for the purpose of the muksa, which is forbidden. Other cases, the cases on Kuf Mem Aleph and Kuf Chav Gimel, the way that Taisus comes out is that there, it's being done for the purpose of the Davar Muksa, Mutter. I'm picking up the vegetable over there, and indirectly, Muksa is being moved. But what purpose is the purpose is the Muksa being moved indirectly? For the purpose of Heter. And for some reason, we'll see in a moment, that seems to be Mutter, and same thing with the Kash. It seems to be that the case of the bed is that I'm indirectly moving the straw, the smoked straw, off the bed for the purpose of the bed, and that's why it would be mutter. Now, the maisa to explain this is really, it seems to be taka big machlaikas. It seems to be this tremendous machlaikas with tremendous nafgaminas between the Rabbeinu, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Mishneh Berurah, and Kama places, and many different places, and the Chazayin Ish. It seems to be that machlaikas tali in what is this understanding? Why should tiltel min hatzad be permitted? One way we could understand is that tiltum and atzad, when you're moving something indirectly, so then the chazal, more in kaiser, because since it's a tzarech of the Devra Mutter, there was a tzarech Shabbos involved, and that's be'emis, the lotion of the ritva, have a tzarech Devra Mutter, a tzarech Shabbos, l'fichach itiru. You have to understand that the hekilu chachamim says the ritva in the beginning of the perek ha'noitel, because there's a kula over here, a kula in the aspect of the tzura, the oifin of how he's moving the muksa, he's moving it in an indirect fashion. So number one, that's already a more kuladika form of movement. And number two, it's for the purpose of Shabbos. So they make, like we'll say, just a rabbinical dispensation, a kula, a rabbinical dispensation, a kula, specific kula. Hikiluba, you look at many times. And the Mishneh Berurah in Simon Shintes, in Siv Katin Yud, he says that type of a language, that type of a lashon, that it's a kula. Interestingly enough, the Arizaruah seems to say that the whole idea is that Batsim, it should be mutter always. Really, indirect movement should be mutter. Just as there was a ruah, dilma asi l'taltulea iser l'gamre b'yadayim. He might come to move the actual iser. I imagine it means that Masha Enkin, if you're moving it for the purpose of the dover ha-mutter, so then why would you come to move the dover ha-aser? Why would you come to move the dirt when you're taking out the vegetable, if it's only being moved indirect? But Vinishvi, the first Mahalach, and that seems to be the Mahalach of Meshabura, is the reason for the heter of Tiltum and Atzad in direct movement for the purpose of the Dover HaMutter, not for the Muksa itself, is a special Kula, and of course they didn't make that Kula when you're doing it for the Muksa. That's not the Tzarech Shabbos, that's the Tzarech helping the Muksa, retaining the Muksa is not a Tzarech of today, because you can't use the Muksa today, so that's a Tzarech of Tuesday. That's one Mahalach. The Chazanish, in Siman Mem Zayin, and actually other places, but the Iker in Siman Mem Zayin, in Sivkotin Chof Gimel, the Chazanish says, the kol ha-tiltel misyachas el ha-peiris ha-mutarim. Chazanish says a tremendous yisoid. It's more of a, not just a kula, it's more of a svara, it's more of a lumdus. The Chazanish says, when you're indirectly moving something, so then we have to look at the situation in a broader picture. When I'm indirectly moving the mace, for the purpose of the mace, I'm moving him al yaday the bed, I'm pushing him over from bed to bed, for the purpose of the mace. So then the whole entire tiltal, the entire movement of the mace, is misyaches, is connects itself to the mace. And when we see this as one long maisa, one long action, one continuous action of movement of the mace, movement of the muksa. But let's say, for example, I'm picking up a vegetable and dirt is moving as an agav, like we say. It's moving, you know, it's not the ikar of my movement. It's not my main purpose in my movement. It's something that happens in a side to my action. So then the action that he's doing is misyaches, says the Chazanish. It connects to the peiros. I'm picking out the peiros. It happens to be dirt is being moved. So that we don't see as a movement of the dirt. We don't look at that that's considered the action that he was doing. The action he's doing is he's picking up the peiros. The action he's doing is he's getting the bed, when he's picking up the bed to knock off the straw, which is muksa. So we don't see this as an action of something to connect to the straw. We see this as an action of making a bed. It's an action which connects just to the bed. Now, the Maisa, this is a big machlekes, and we'll see soon that there could be tremendous nafkaminas and differences that actually come out le'alacha. But this is the Pesach Halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Shin Tes, and Sif Dalet, and Siman Shin Yud Aleph, and Sif Hey. In many places, we paskin that tiltum natzad, if it's for the purpose of the Dover HaMutter, it's going to be Mutter. If it's going to be for the Dover Atzad, it doesn't. You have to also remember, we're talking over here about what we call real muksa, not muksa of a klisha machdali. It's a sort, we're talking about the type of muksa like stones and peels and things that have absolutely no heter to move on Shabbos. Real emissa muksa, but you'd still be allowed to do it indirectly if it's for a purpose of a davar hamutter. Now, well, it goes into being a davar hamutter. So, the classic case, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Shin Tes, in Sif Dalet, is if he's moving, he has a stone on top of a barrel, and I have to make one disclaimer before we continue, there might always be other issues involved before you move muksa on Shabbos, even indirectly, that the item itself might have become a bosses. One has to be careful. He has to know that what we're talking about is not that the item which is underneath now serves as a basis, and that it itself is not muksa. It's just something holding up a muksa. How and when to determine what's a basis, and Mr. Shem, maybe in a later shir, or I'm sure in other shir, it will be discussed. But Kapanim, in that case over there, the barrel has on top of it a stone, and for whatever reason, the barrel itself is not muksa. It's not a basis. And now he's moving, he indirectly knocks off the stone, which is muksa. How does he knock it off? By moving the barrel a little bit. He tilts the barrel, and when he tilts the barrel, the stone falls off on its own. So this is an example of a tiltal minatzad. I'm indirectly, I'm not touching the stone, I move the barrel, and the barrel inevitably moves off the stone, and I indirectly move the stone for the purpose of what? For the purpose of what's inside, for the wine. That's called tiltal minatzad, l'tzarech davar hamutter, and that would be permitted. Another example, tzarech mekoyma, if I want the mokim. Right now I have a certain... something, and it's in this area where I want to sit down, so I take the chair in a case where it's not a basis, and I tilt it off the chair, and now I could sit in that makim. So that's also an example. Tiltum in atzad, netzarech ha-makim. That's shin yud aleph sif hei in the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. The question becomes, what if I want to move the muksa again indirectly, and it's for a tzarech of a davar mutter? It's actually for tzayrich of davar mutter, but the tzayrich of the davar mutter here comes from an issa. For example, the case that the Mishabur is discussing in Reish Ayin Vav and Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, it seems to be a person wants to move a candle indirectly, and now the candlelight, the light, is going to serve him to be able to learn. Now, to learn from the candlelight, that's permitted, barring the sugya that I'm sure everybody saw about the Shemayate, but assuming it's a type of light that there's no problem, that we're not afraid he's going to tilt. So the actual idea, let's say he's not called, he's not talking about reading, he just needs the light to be able to eat or whatnot. So the male, if he wants to indirectly to move that light itself, that's of course moksin, that's forbidden, but to move the candle in an oifen indirect, where he indirectly moves it somehow to bring it closer to him so that he's able to see with the light, it's indirect movement for the purpose of reading, which should be mutter according to Sagdara. On the other hand, it's the first time that we have a moksa, indirect moksa upon him, that seems to be really more connected to the moksa. All the other cases that we discussed, where he's indirectly moving the bed, which moves off the straw, now he has the bed, the davar mutter was the vegetable, and the dirt got moved indirectly. Here, he's indirectly moving the light, albeit for the purpose of a davar mutter, the hind that he wants to be able to eat with the light. But in this case, we might come to the machlokes mishabrua and the chazainish. According to mishabrua, it's the same parameters. You have a kula over here, the tzayrach Shabbos, they were mekel, because it's a kula, it's indirect movement, it's already more kula dika fashion of a more lenient type of a movement, it's tiltum and atzad, it's not the real movement, and it's for a tzayrach of Shabbos, so it should be mutter. According to the chazainish, though, it's very difficult to say that, and really chazainish taka argues, in Mem Zayin, in Tzivkatin Beis, and in Tzivkatin Yod, the chazainish says that that would be aser. And the Chazanish, Lashitasa, he explains that here, how could you say that the movement is not misyaches to the movement of the light? Of course it is. You're moving the light. And you're moving it over there to be able to use the light for Davar Mutter. In all the other cases, the person was indirectly moving the straw, he's taking the vegetable. So we look at this action as making a bed. We look at this action as getting a vegetable. But in this case over here, where the movement is, I'm pushing the light to that makam. So you can't not be misyaches the movement to the light. And then Mr. Chazanish argues, the Mishabur and Reish Ayin Vav and Siv Katan Lamed Aleph is Taka Mekel. And Bemis, that was the Psak Taka of the Gain Mishalem Mizam and Orbach and Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa in Perek Chav in Arak of Samaches. As an aside, for a moment, is a machlekes that between Rav Yashiv and Rishon Zalman, that does a person have to make a matziv where he's not going to move tiltul min atzad on Shabbos? For example, he has a freezer door, and the freezer door is not considered a basis because the door really serves the whole entire fridge, which is mutter. But on the freezer door, he has raw fish and he has all types of muksa, raw barley and whatnot that he keeps inside the freezer. And in that case, when he's going to open up the door, why is he allowed to open up the door? Generally on Shabbos, it's going to be indirect movement. I'm not moving the muksa per se. The door is indirect movement for the purpose of the food which is inside the freezer. So, for example, a person wants to get his ice cream, which is in the freezer, and he's going to have to open up the door, and the door, and the actual door has, like we mentioned, muksatika items. So when he's opening the door, he's tiltum and atzad, indirect movement of the door, for the purpose of the davar hamutter, which is inside, which is the ice cream. And that's permitted on Shabbos. The question is, does he have to take care of this problem before Shabbos and try to avoid tiltum min atzad, and therefore he should take out the barley and the muksa and whatever else, the raw fish that he has in the door, so he shouldn't come the day movement of the davar hamuksa. You'd have to know. An indirect movement. You have to know. It could be that what we would have thought over years, maybe this would also be a machlekes Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish, but the opposite. Here the Mishnah Berurah would one chayr would be the mekel. It would be the machmir, because the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's a special kula that Chazal gave for Tzarech Shabbos, Nusa. One could have heard that vada you have to be meister at mibaidyoim, that you shouldn't have to come on to this kula. Like we find, the Mishnah Berurah himself discusses in many places that if you have the ability to not carry the muks indirectly, rather just shake it off, you should do that to avoid this. It's a special kula. So if we can avoid this kula, we should try to avoid this kula. And Bamis, that was a psak of Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha. On the other hand, we could have heard that maybe according to Chazanish, the Chazanish learns it's not a special kula. Tiltum and atzad is a indirect movement, doesn't misyaches. It's not connected. We don't see this movement on the davar habuksa. We see this movement clearly as a means of just getting ice cream. We don't look at this mice, we look at the larger picture. We look at the broader picture and we see this indirect action that doesn't connect bichlal to his opening. We see it as an opening just to get the ice cream. So one could have heard that perhaps it would be mutter, and that you wouldn't have to take the muksa off the shelves, etc. And the maitza, the taina, Bemis Rishon Mezalman, is brought down in some svarim that he was taka meiko on this. The other svarim of Shlomo Zalman Orbach was brought down that he's machmir. The one thing one has to think about is that it's not brought in the paiskim. The paiskim not brought down that they say that you had, meaning the friyadik of paiskim, the paiskim of Shabrua, other paiskim, they don't mention taka this necessity of taking off the muksa, removing the muksa beforehand. So you have to know if one could be meiko. Another ramification of this machlekes would be the very famous shaila. A person wants to clean off his table and he has, let's say, crumbs after a meal, which the Mishabura considers to be muksa, or he has other types of shells and whatnot, he has other types of muksa, and he wants to sweep it off into the garbage. So to actually move it with his hand, if it's real muksa, of course, that would be an isagamer of muksa, of tiltal muksa. So he wants to take a knife and he wants to use the knife as a method of pushing off the muksa. So our first reaction should be, look, it's indirect movement of the muksa. Litzayrich wa? Litzayrich the davar mutter. What's the davar mutter? The table. He needs the table, and the table now, it's the makim, so it's tzayrich davar mutter. And be'emes, this is mamish lipsak of the Taz in Simen Shinches and Sivkotin Yudches, brought in the Mishabura in Simen Shinches and Sivkotin Kuftas Vav, where he says, V'hu adinim avirim alidei davar acher, k'gen shimagaro yizim alidei sakin, he's moving alidei a knife, or alidei a mapa, a napkin, the mutter, and mutzayrich l'shtamish b'makim. The Mishabura is very, very clear. Mishabura says, it's not mutter just to clean the table. You wouldn't be allowed to just take the knife for the purpose of moving the muksa, because then you're just moving it just to get it off. That would be an indirect movement for the purpose of the iser, to get rid of the iser. The Mishabura is very clear. He says you're doing it because you need the table. You have these bones there, these shells there. That would be called the Mishabura tiltum and atzad. And of course, he means the davar amuta v'shari. Actually, says I'm sorry. The tzarich davar amuta and kilekamen, like it says later on in Shulchan Aruch and Simchin Yud Aleph in Sifches. And Lemaisa, that's very good. The Mishabura, the Shitasa, it really makes a lot of sense because Mishabura learns it is the special kula, indirect movement, is mutter, and here it's certainly indirect, and it's certainly a tzarech of Shabbos, and therefore it should be mutter. But Mashenkein, according to the Chazayin Ish, and the Chazayin Ish in Mem Zayin Sivkot in Yidalid, he says it explicitly, he said this case is mamish aser. He says, Yishleim azel loy mikri tiltum natzad l'tzarech dov ha-mutter. Hocha de ikka tiltum b'shvil ha-mukse. Afshe kavanasa l'nakas ha-shulchan. Says the Chazayin Ish, when his l'shitasa, his derech of understanding is that the idea of moving muksa with a knife indirectly, the whole concept of indirect movement is that when we're saying this action does not misyaches to the muksa itself. Here, how could you say when he's taking a knife and he's pushing the muksa, because the muksa is what he's trying to move out of the way. He's actually coming to move the muksa out of the way. And he's not. There's nothing else here except for removal of the dirt. Of course it's misyaches. That's one long maisa of misyaches to the dirt. That's a connected maisa. It's avada considered movement of the dirt. And that's why the Chazon Ish taka held it's aser. Now, there could be other reasons why one would be permitted to move it on Shabbos. There would be other cheshbonos, which are cheshbonos of Graf Shel Rei. There might be other cheshbonos of why it might be permitted. This is something that has to be worked out. It could be that there's a cheshbon of Graf Shel Rei, Chazal Meibor and Geyser, if something is disgusting, etc., etc. But Akupanim in the Etzim Shaila, the Chazon Ish was Machmin. Actually, the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal Tanya, in Simen Shin Ches and Siv Chaf, he argues on the Mishabura for a different reason. He seems to go with the premise of the Mishabura that the Heter over here should apply because it's Tiltal, Minat Sad, Litzayrach, Shabbos, they are Mako, but he just goes to argue on the premise that this is called Tiltal Minat Sad. He says that when you take something in your hand and you're moving it around, that's not called Tiltal Minat Sad at all. That's called Yad HaRichter. That's your long arm, says the that's like an extension of your arm, and that's considered a Maisa Tiltal Mamish. So he argues for a different reason. But there's, of course, those that want to be Mako, of course, could be Saimach on the Mishnah Berurah. Other places where you see this concept in Halacha of Tiltum Min Atzad is, of course, in the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Shin Lamed Zayin, also in the Shaar Tzion and Sivkatan Zayin over there, or in the Bi'alacha and Shin Lamed Zayin, where he discusses sweeping the floor. What's the Heter to sweep the floor? The dirt on the floor is Muksa. So again, that'll be Tiltum Min Atzad, the Tzarech, the Kavod Shabbos, Pashit, the floor, and the Tzarech Shabbos, Shabbat, it's about the Tiltum Min Atzad, the Tzarech Dover Heter, the Heter is the floor, that we should have a clean house. That would also be included in this Heter. And according to the Chazon Ish, once again, you'd have to wonder what would be the heter. Either you'll have to say maybe it's a Graf Shel Rei, or perhaps according to Chazon Ish, maybe it's Aser. You'd have to dan. The last Nakuda, once we're talking about Tiltulim on Shabbos, so one has to know that the only thing that's Taka Aser on Shabbos is Tiltul, at least real Tiltul, or Tiltul Minatal Tarek Tavar Aser, but the Mashal blowing Muksa is Taka permitted. The Ramah in Shinchet and Tiv Gimel brings down Mutul, Taltul, Dover, Muksa, Yidei Nifuach, to blow it. That's called Kilachar Yad. This is called Kilachar Yad now. This is a big sugya. There's actually a big shayla b'chlal. You let him move muksa with your elbow, with your foot, in situations where it's Kilachar Yad, and it's really very much based on our sugya. It's a little bit complicated to go into because it's a bit more negeya than the sugya of Kufman Aleph, but it's very negeya, our sugya, in the aspect of the sugya of Kash. The Kash, the Mita, that some learn that the heter over there by Kash was talking, the way the Rush learns, was that the case of Kash was the person was lying down on the Kash, and the Kash was only being moved, the straw was being moved with his body, and that's called Tiltul Minha Begufai. That's called Tiltul Begufai, and Tiltul Begufai is permitted. That's the way that the Rush learns, and it's going to be mutter, really, to move that according to the way that the Rush says before. He'll be able to even move that muksa indirectly with his body, even for the tzarech of the muksa. That's what comes out over there. Even for the tzarech of the muksa, he'd be allowed to move it. Now, to make a very long story short, this is a machlekes, the Mishabura takes meikel. Mishabura says in Simin Shemches that moving indirect muksa, excuse me, not indirect, the moving muksa with your goof, the Mishabura takapaskins lakula. The Lashon of the Mishabura, Isa Simin Shin Yud Aleph, and Sivchet Tilta Muksa Begufai, Afilo Tzarech Dovra Muksa, even if you're moving for the Muksa itself, you want to move something out of the way with your elbow because you're afraid that it's going to fall, you have some type of a Muksa item, you have all different cases, any Muksa case, you want to move an elbow, you want to move in the Shino in a funny different way. Mutta Dizaloi Nikra Tiltul Klal. It's not called Tiltul. He says, Fidev, you have Munach Dovra Muksa Arts, Mutta Dovra Baraglov. You're allowed to push it so that it doesn't come the day Hefsid, right? Now, the words hefsid over here, pashtis and mishabrua, does not mean that it's mutter only when there's a hefsid. I mean, the mishabrua later on in Sivkat and Lamed doesn't mention hefsid. Over here, it just means that otherwise, why are you moving it? Now, lemaisa, the Chazen Ish argues here again on the mishabrua, and it's yitachin that there might be a possible l'shitasai in that also. It's possible to be mechalik, but it's possible that there's takar l'shitasai. And the Chazen Ish learned that the only kula of moving moving muksa with your body in a shinui fashion, when you're moving it with your leg, and moving your arm, etc., is when a person's just going kedarka, he's walking kedarka, he's stepping on stones, he's stepping on straw, and things are moving. Chazon Ish, again, that mahalach of machshavah that the Chazon Ish is going with is that about it to move muksa in an oifen where you're specifically being misyaches to the actual muksa. He's moving with his elbow the dirt, he's moving with his elbow the thing that it shouldn't fall. It's clearly misyaches to the item, and the Chazon Ish taka asers in that case. And again, the Mishabura is meikel, and Stami is going with this kind when they were mekel in muksa, so they were mekel terech Shabbos. So in an indirect mode, they only were mekel when it's because it's indirect is a higher form of movement. So they were only mekel tzarich of the davar mutter. And in, it's so mishunadik, he's moving with his elbow so strange that they were mekel agamre. And this is a tremendous machlekes. Again, one of seimich on the mishabura certainly is allowed to be seimich. The psak of a goyim mishav feinstein techein levelcha brought down in Arichayim chelkei in seimich of beis ois vav is that it's also l'talta begufa l'tzarech ha-moksa. He says you shouldn't, Ramesha. Achein imu davar noch it's mutter. Ramesha writes so if it's a davar that's necessary, you could. And again, I imagine that Ramesha meant that why shouldn't you be chayshish for the Chazon Ish? And it wasn't just the Chazon Ish. There were other shittas. It's the sheet of the Ran and it's the sheet of other paiskim, the more ksia and the Yalkei Hashayni. Why shouldn't you be chayshish for the Chazon Ish? Don't move muksa around with your elbows if you don't need to. Just stamazay. But if there's a tzarech anoch, if a person needs to, of course you could be seimech on the Mishneh Bura. The nafkamina of this is what we just saw. The Ramah says that you're allowed to move muksa, are they blowing muksa? That's called Lashin Tiltul Klachar Yad, right? The Ramah says that's considered a Tiltul Klachar Yad. The Kanira, the Chazon Ish, is going to have to find a different understanding in Klachar Yad. It's a little bit difficult to the Chazon Ish, Behemis, how he's going to learn why you're allowed to blow muksa, but that's the Psak Halacha, that you're not allowed to blow muksa. It's actually a maisa with the Biskarov, that the Biskarov once saw, I think, a star or a check or something on a stender, and somebody who was passing by told him to blow off the muksa, or to blow off the check, so that shouldn't stare the stender, shouldn't be there, I guess, cover Shabbos or whatnot, maybe it was for Hefsid, whatever the reason was, and the person went around and started looking for a katan. for a child to move the muksa. And the Chazanish went over, and the Brisker Rav went over, and he blew the muksa off himself. And he said, we teach the children not to do Chil Shabbos, and if this is mutter, so then you should do it yourself. And he went over to Bedavka show that blowing muksa is taka permitted. Now there's a discussion in the Paiskim if these are terim that we discussed, like blowing and tiltal menatzad and tiltal begufa, if they apply even to muksa machmas chasar and kiss. It is definitely a discussion, and some are medayik in the Beis Yosef l'chumra, but l'maisa, the aloch of Meshabur and Simon Shin Chesiv Katan Hay is clearly meikel, and that's a vada the psak alocha. Actually touching muksa, it's important to know that there's no issur to actually touch muksa. You know, sometimes you have a child, and, you know, he's touching muksa, and you scream at him, hey, you're not allowed to touch muksa. And that maisa screaming is anyways not necessary, but al kapanim, it's not true. Touching muksa is taka not an iser. You're taka allowed to touch muksa. The only iser is tiltal of muksa, either like we discussed, tiltal matzad, or real tiltal, or all of the inyanim that we discussed of tiltal, but actually just to touch muksa, there's no iser really to just touch muksa. I think the Aruch HaShulchan in one place writes, why touch muksa for no reason? You know, and maybe you'll taka come to, and of course if it's a type of a muksa, a mere touching, it's going to move it, of course that is aser, but it does have a nafkamina sometimes. Sometimes the person wants to put his hand in a freezer, for example, and he wants to block a piece of frozen fish from falling out as he's going to take the ice cream from within. So when he's bringing the ice cream out with his right hand, and the ice cream is now indirectly moving the things to the side, so far no harm done, because he's indirectly moving it, but he's just afraid that when he's going to do that, the frozen fish is going to now fall on the floor. So if he just takes his hand and makes it in the tzura of a rock, he just makes his hand very, very firm. So technically, that would have been mitzat the ice cream in his right hand. It's tiltum and atzad that's moving around all the things in there. It's indirectly moving down litzayrech the ice cream, which is permitted for sure, according to what we said today. It's bein the chazanish, bein the mishabur, it's avad the mutter. And now the fish that you're preventing from falling out, so technically, I don't know if it's so practical to put this into effect, but technically, if he's just touching the muksa is mutter. Now, I say, I don't know if it's so practical, because he's going to have to keep his hand so stiff and make sure he's not maybe pushing it even a mashu. So therefore, I would probably, in that case, tell him to do it with a shinoi, and at least do like the sheet of the mishabura, and use the back of his arm to block the fish from falling out, and then at least he could be saimach on the heter of shinoi, of moving muksa with a shinoi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.